Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. Just a little reminder that Shalene publishes an episode 5 days a week. On The Shalene Show, you can listen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Build Your Tribe, the show she does with her son, Brock, you can listen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But in order to have those episodes automatically downloaded to your phone, you actually need to be subscribed. And to make that easier for you, I've placed links below this episode that will take you directly to the pages on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher so you can easily subscribe. Oh, and by the way, if you write a review, and I don't care where you write it, if it's on Stitcher, iTunes, or on Spotify, it is like giving Shalene the ultimate gift. She loves, loves, loves to read those reviews. So I just want to thank you in advance for going and giving her a little gift of writing a review. And lastly, you know, I've told you this in the past, but I would love to hear from you by leaving Shalene and I a message. Go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and look for that little widget and leave us a message on what you're loving on the podcast, what you'd like to hear on the podcast, or any other suggestions you have for us. That would mean the world to both of us. Thanks for listening. I love ya. Shalene loves ya. And we mean it.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining me on this edition of The Shalene Show. Today is a third part of a series. Now, if you haven't listened to part one or part two, I think you'll be fine, but I think you'd have way more fun and have so much more yummy content to look forward to if you start with part one of this series, Searching for a Biological Parent. In this series, we've been following the story of my dear friend, Dr. Michaela Sarno. She's also one of the experts in the 1-3-1 method and someone who's often featured guest here on The Shalene Show. She began the search for her biological father several years ago, kind of on and off. And it's really taken a turn with some transitions in her own life. She just suddenly felt like called to figure out like this piece of her that she just never knew. She started the way most people do, you know, just that trail, that rabbit hole that starts with Facebook and then social media, searching through high school records, then trying to piece together little fragments of stories from family members and friends of family members. Eventually, she went to 23andMe and then Ancestry.com, and then she hired Ancestry.com. They have like an upgraded service. But when her search kind of hit a dead end, really the only thing that was left to do was to continue to see if she could get any additional pieces of information from her mom. And in our last episode, you got to hear a little snippet of conversation between Michaela and her mom. And in Michaela's own words, her relationship with her mom isn't traditional, that's for sure. She didn't really grow up with her, and there's just been some strain and tension over the years, and Michaela's always felt like there must be something her mom isn't sharing with her. There must be a reason why family members seem so guarded and can't seem to remember details about this man who was her biological father. So as we left off, I played you a little snippet of a recording between Michaela and her mom, wherein her mom was just really couldn't remember anything. All right, so update after that call. Michaela finds out from Ancestry.com that they believe the man, first name is Andy, they believe they have located him. At least they believe they've located someone who seems like this is probably the match, and they have an address for him. And they ask Michaela, okay, how do you want to handle this? And so she decides that she would like to have Ancestry send an introductory letter, basically explaining, you know, you have a daughter, this is her birth date, please get in contact with us. Well, they send that letter. And you can imagine what it's like waiting for a reply. It was painful. All the while, she's staying in contact with her biological mother, kind of keeping her in the loop, letting her know what's going on, hoping that by sharing with her how close Ancestry is getting, that maybe her mom will step forward and say, like, okay, well, I just remembered, he had a sister, or he lived on such and such street, or his date of birth, like anything that might help speed up this process.
So you know how Ancestry found an address for this Andy? So they sent that letter. We got no response. Does he still live there? Is he getting his mail? Does he just not want to answer? I sent another letter and no response. So I just talked to my mom, and she told me that she had just recently sent him a Christmas card, sent a Christmas card to that address, and that she put her phone number at the bottom of this card. When he called her back, apparently, she gave him my number. I didn't want to do this now. You know, I wanted to do it on my own time, but I feel like I need to call him first before he calls me. That's a control thing. So we have his number now, and he has mine.
Whoa, so I get that message, and I'm tripping out. I'm like, I had a million things planned that day, and I just called her. Actually, I texted her. I said, get over here now. I need to be in the room. If you're calling him, come here now. So she's at the office and says, okay, I'll be over after I finish with my clients. We'll figure out what to do next. My heart is pounding. It's not even my story, but Michaela is like a sister to me. And I'm excited and I'm nervous. I know her history. I know her track record. I know that Michaela has had to find family outside of that blood relationship, right? Like, it's her friends and the people who she's invited into her life who have become family, who've been able to show her love and been able to teach her what it means to be loved. And I know that she's had so much pain from people who are quote unquote biological family. So there's also a side of me that's really nervous for her. But she's also one of the healthiest people I know, like the most resilient person you will ever meet. And she's really used her past, her experiences, and the pain in her life as purpose. And it's really what motivates her every single day to help the people that she helps. I mean, she saves lives. I know she can handle no matter what the outcome is and what this, you know, will he pick up the phone? Will she be able to talk to him? Because now we know he's alive. But what we don't know, who is he? Is he willing to talk to her? He's obviously ignored two letters sent to his home. She's also learned that he knew of her and probably knew where she was. Does this mean more rejection? I don't know. And neither does she. But she's ready and prepared to find out. I sent a text. Get over here now. 6 exclamation marks. And when she arrived with her permission, of course, I started recording. And we decided the best way to proceed would be a text message.
Well, let's go worst case scenario.
Worst case?
Yeah.
He doesn't respond at all. Because then I have to swallow that. And I'm prepared for just about anything. But it really is a lot bigger than you expect it to be when you get up to this point.
The worst case scenario, you said, is if you were to not respond. Why is that the worst case scenario? Nothing changes.
Just a few days ago, Michaela received her biological father's cell phone number from her mom. But how do you reach out to someone who's your biological father? Do you send them a text message? Do you call them?
Oh, I can't even talk about it. It would be the worst case scenario, because then it would confirm this it would just be more of the same. So that would be the worst case scenario, but I'm already, expecting that that's a possibility.
I know logically, you know, it's no reflection on you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Totally. But it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
So let's just get it over with and send it. Let's just be done with this dragging it out thing, because it's driving me crazy. Okay. So I'm going to paste this in. So we're good with this?
I don't know. You want to read it?
Hi, Andy. It's Michaela. Thank you for sharing your number with me. I'm sure this isn't easy. Regardless of what my mom may or may not have told you, I just like to hear your voice. I'm not at all angry. I just have so much curiosity about who you are and maybe what we might have in common. And of course, I'd love to know a little bit more about your life. I have no expectations or intentions. I really would just like the chance to hear your voice and learn a little bit about you. If that's okay with you, can you give me a few times that might work for you? A few days and times? Let me know
when
that might work for you. Period.
What else? Like a heart?
No. An emoji? I mean, just end with a question mark.
Maybe. A smiley face. What's the right emoji for this situation?
Right? I don't know.
What is
a fist?
A fist bump. Right? High fives. There's so much that can be read into it. Hit send.
So just put Michaela? Kindly Michaela? Or don't even sign it? Because I already said, hi, it's Michaela in the beginning. I need you to tell me.
I don't know what to say. I think that's good. Right? Like, I know me.
It doesn't seem stark, like just ending.
I think I'd put like a heart. A random heart.
You would?
Well, because you're sending the message from your heart.
It's not saying I love a person, though, and I'm putting a heart.
It doesn't change whether you are or not.
A heart?
A smiley face?
I could do a smiley face.
A thumbs up.
Maybe a smiley face?
That's nice.
Just like that kind?
Let me see it.
Or should I give him this one?
Why don't you give him the emoji where the eyes are bugging out of their head?
That's a good one.
Or you do the one where it's like, like he's gritting his teeth and he's like,
yeah,
nervous. That'd be kind of funny.
But what if he doesn't have a sense of humor?
He'd have to. He's your biological father.
Okay, yeah, put that one.
Like a bunch of funny ones?
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think it's good too. It says a lot.
Okay. Okay, I'm sending it.
Hit send.
All right. If you're listening to this after 5 p.m., this is like a really good spot at which you should probably pour yourself a glass of wine, but not just any glass of wine, a glass of Dry Farm wine. Now, if you have listened to the episode I did with Dry Farm wines, you know that the type of wines that we find here domestically in the U.S., there is no labeling on any bottle of alcohol that tells you what you're actually consuming. The ingredients are a freaking mystery. It's no wonder you can have single cocktail sometimes and just feel like you've been hit by a Mack truck. That's how I felt. Now, I'm not like a big drinker or anything. And I certainly don't consider myself a wine connoisseur. In fact, I'd never liked wine until I tried Dry Farm wines. Now, Dry Farm wines, it's not a vineyard. It is a company dedicated and devoted to helping people like you and I who want a healthy alternative to wine drinking. And they found small vineyards, European vineyards, and they import all of their wines, but they are certified organic. They have no additives, no preservatives, less than 1 gram of sugar, less than 1 gram of carbohydrates. It's clean. It's lower in alcohol. So it lowers the amount of toxicity. Now, I'm not encouraging people to drink, that's for sure. But it's certainly, there's enough evidence to support that the polyphenols and the benefits of drinking a quality wine are tremendous. But why take the risk of ingesting a bunch of chemicals you don't need? And it's one of the most common questions I'm asked in social media. People will say, like, Shalene, if I'm following the 1-through-1 method, if I'm really trying to minimize the number of processed ingredients that I'm consuming, what is the right alcoholic beverage that I can enjoy that I know isn't going to compromise my health? And that's when I discovered Dry Farm Wines. And you, by ordering today, you get an additional bottle for one penny when you go to dryfarmwines.com/Shalene. So go pour yourself a glass of Dry Farm Wines, or at least write that name down, dryfarmwines.com/Shalene. Take a deep breath. You can do this, Michaela. Back to her story.
Okay, I just sent it.
It's your first communication with your biological father.
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations for this, though?
Honestly, I keep telling myself over and over, don't have expectations, don't have expectations, because I didn't have any expectations. But then you have to wonder, do I have expectations and I don't know it? Maybe I need to repeat it to myself to make sure.
You know, the word expectations is interesting. It's like, I don't have expectations, but it sure would be nice.
Yeah.
Right? It's like when you buy a lottery ticket, you're like, I don't expect to win, but it sure would be nice. It doesn't stop me from fantasizing that I'm going to win this lottery.
Here's what I've noticed and learned about expectations is I have not had expectations of people, let alone adults, for a long, long time. And you walk into it like that, but no matter what, if that person responds negatively, it still hurts, even if you didn't have expectations. I don't think you can get around it. Or it still makes you feel something, like I have no expectations of my mom, and she still pisses me off.
Yeah.
I think if he's going to respond back, though, it's going to be today. Because he was the one who kept asking my mom for my number.
Really? What is this?
She's blocked. This is Messenger.
What did she do that made you send that?
She did. Oops.
Michaela, take it.
I can't.
Michaela, take it.
I can't.
Michaela, take it. Take it. Take it. Pick it up.
Oh, no. I can't.
You
I
have
can't.
To. You got. I got you.
Ugh. Hello? Is this Andy?
Yes.
Hi. I wasn't expecting you to call so soon.
How did you get the number?
My mom gave it to me.
Your mom gave it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, okay, before we go any further,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, you were missed. You were often thought of. And I wondered, many days, I wondered about you. Because, I can't ask you to say to forgive me.
Huh.
But I just want to tell you, I loved you always. I still do.
Well, thank you for telling me all that. I feel like the wind just got knocked out of me, so I don't mean to be so quiet. I'm kind of in shock.
I'm sorry, hon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm shocking you.
No, you're not shocking me. I'm just in shock that I'm actually talking to you.
It's very hard.
I wondered about you since I have never understood what happened, really. But I've been wondering about you for a long time and then really started searching for you for the last couple of years. And I couldn't get any help at all from my mom.
Yeah. From our most deepest thoughts and feelings, when you came into my life, I was not all there. I was recently discharged from the military. I came back pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that boy that went to war and came back. I came back a different person.
Well, Andy, I want you to know that I forgive you for everything.
It's hard for me to say thank you because I don't deserve it.
Sure you do.
I was drinking to forget. To try to make myself believe that I had not gone through what I did.
I understand.
I understand that you are a medical doctor.
Well, I'm a psychologist.
I can't tell you how proud I am of that. I mean, you just totally crushed me with these news.
Andy, did my mom take me away?
No, she didn't take you away, hon. She didn't have a choice. She did what she had to do. And tell you, like I said, I was not in my right mind. And I drank my life away. But I always worked. I always worked, hon. I am not a bum. I worked really hard. I worked at everything that I could. I was a combat engineer in the military. And when I got out, I did everything I could to try to learn everything that I could. But you know what? It was mostly to try to keep my mind occupied. To try to stay away from what I didn't want to remember, recall. So that's why I drank and I ignored life. So if anyone's to blame, it's the old man.
Did you stop drinking?
Oh yes. Yes, I stopped a long time ago. I've pretty much been on my own my whole life.
Well, not anymore.
You know, sweetheart, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? Forgive me, okay? I'm very emotional. Ever since I had the heart attack, I just can't hold back anymore. I'm scared. Finding out about you, to me, was like a calling. Like being saved. You know, like I belong somewhere. I am somebody.
Yeah.
Because I've been lost. Michaela, I've been lost my whole life.
You have such a kind voice. Thank you.
You're a very pretty girl. I have you on my phone. Every time I turn it on, I see you sitting on that white chair.
My mom sent you that picture?
Yes. And I put it on my screen. I am so proud of you. I'm happy to know you.
I'm happy to know you too.
All I ask is, please don't leave me.
I won't. Andy, I don't know if you know this, but I don't have a good relationship with my mom.
I don't know this. I know she said that. Actually, your mom and I haven't talked for a couple of days because I got upset at her. And she told me that I was just like you.
That's a compliment.
She said, I can't believe you. She said, you're just like her. You're just like your daughter.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot of good things to say about my mom or about any of the adults that I grew up around, to be quite honest. But I think we have a lot in common with family members that are cruel. But at least now we found each other. And now we don't have to worry about, like, leaving.
You promise, Vicky?
Yeah, I promise. I don't keep lies for my mom. She's been asking me to lie for her my whole life.
Michaela, that was the biggest. And, you know, let me tell you, okay? From the bottom of my heart, the wholehearted truth is your mother has lied to me. That's why there was so much heartache and troubles when you were born. Because she would tell me one thing, and we did have a lot of problems because she could not tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I was trying to do good, you know?
Andy, did you know my mom didn't raise me?
I heard that before.
Wow, how come it makes you sad?
Because there's no reason for it. My God, all she had to do was take you to my mother's.
Oh, I wish she would have.
I have missed you. And I have loved her at the same time, regardless of what she did to me. We need to find a neutral place that you and I can look at each other. And I want to ask you to give me a chance to get comfortable with you. And then when we can find that place that I feel you've missed your whole life, we can start sorting out all the ugly stuff. Maybe stuff we don't even need to discuss, you know?
Yeah.
If we're so much alike, we can just sweep it under the carpet and, you know, smile, maybe.
Yeah, let's just keep talking on the phone day by day. And let's both agree to not talk to my mom.
I love you. And that's where it's going to stay.
Should I say it back? I love you too, Andy.
Say it again.
I love you too. Why?
Because I feel it.
You do?
You can tell that I feel you. I do. Are you going to work today?
Yeah.
What do you do, honey? You go to your...
I have an office. Yeah, I have an office, and I do therapy and treatment, and everything I stand for is the truth, and I help people to find their truths, basically.
Are you familiar with PTSD,
sweetie? Yes, it's my specialty.
Well, don't analyze me, okay, please?
I won't.
I'm 100% PTSD. Mm. And I'm 100% medical. Mm. I have a lot of medical issues.
Mm.
So, it's like many a days I've given up. PTSD's, it's a very ugly thing to have to live with. It takes a lot of your mental and physical abilities to want to deal with anything. You know.
Yeah, I do.
I don't handle stress very well, and that's why I work. I'm 69 years old, and I'm still climbing poles.
Were you with my mom when I was born?
No, no, I didn't even know about you.
You didn't know she had me?
I knew. I don't remember, but I think that she showed up with you in a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And said you were mine.
And then what happened?
And I had other people telling me that you were theirs.
Well, now we know, thanks to DNA, that I'm yours.
Are you really?
Well, 99.999% positive.
No, I'm asking you, okay? Forget the medical 99.9. In your heart, honey.
Yeah.
Deep down inside, okay, somewhere in there in that little heart of yours, there is a seed that says you belong to me. Do you feel that?
I do. I've known your name ever since I was 12 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a man named...
Of course I remember. He was my best friend.
Well, that's who raised me.
That's why I felt like such a louse my whole life, because he was my best friend. But it wasn't him that I was angry at. It was his brother. He's the one that dissed me.
Which brother? Yeah, he has a brother.
Yeah.
So you and were best friends?
Was. He was my best friend. He's my pal. I had no intentions of being with your mother. I really didn't. I didn't steal her from him. I honestly don't know who left who, but I understand that he left her for somebody else. But she was with when I met her.
She was with too?
And every time that I turned around, she was with when she was not with me.
Huh.
Honey, please, okay? Don't take this any further than you and me.
Of course.
Is past. All that is gone, okay?
Okay.
There's no need for animosity or hate or threats or anything.
I don't talk to any of my family.
So don't feel bad. Family, if they don't have a heart, you don't need them around you.
Yeah, I agree.
You are you, okay? You take care of number one, and that is you. Before anything else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only thing that matters, okay? Because no matter what, God's there. Mm-hmm. God loves you. He will never leave you. Don't ever doubt that.
These are all the same things that I say. I will one day, though. I do still have questions that I wanted to know about, but I won't have any judgment. But I do have a lot of questions that we don't have to talk about now, but, and I know we're going to talk a lot more times, but I hope that's okay, because I've never been able to ever know what happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious is all. But I don't have
any. You have every right.
Yeah. Well,
you have every right to know.
Okay. But
I don't have nothing to hide. I told you why I did what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm still paying for it. I'm not gonna leave you, hon. Bet on it.
You can reach out to me anytime you want.
Thank you, hon. Thank you for giving me that chance. I love you. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you were wearing waterproof mascara today. In case you were wondering, of course, that was me bawling my eyes out in the background. And it's pretty emotional just from the messages we've received inside the Pod Squad, which, by the way, that's a really cool place for you to connect with Dr. Michaela. She's a member of our Pod Squad. It's a Facebook group. You can join it. You're going to have to answer a few questions to prove that you actually listen to The Chalene Show. And you're going to have to prove that you are actually a subscriber. So if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe. But that's a great place for you to discuss your thoughts and feelings about this episode. But there's really more that we'd like to unpack on this topic. I mean, Michaela's story is riveting and there's more to it. But there's your stories. So many of you. Oh my gosh, you guys. Wait till you hear some of these stories. It's going to blow your mind. And it's not just sad or happy. It's about resilience and perspective. And I think it's just fascinating. There's some really fascinating stories. So with your permission, I'd like to do a few more of these. But of course, this is your show. I mean, my name's on the title of the podcast, but honestly, the content and what we talk about is dictated by you. So please jump into the Pod Squad and let us know if you'd like us to continue. Do you want me to do maybe one or two more? Maybe just one next week, one the following week. You know, I do 3 episodes a week. So I don't know. It's totally up to you. I am at your service, but I need to hear from you. So jump in the Pod Squad, go to Facebook, and actually we'll put a link to that group. It's a free group below this episode, but just in case you're on Facebook and thinking about it, just search Chalene Johnson's Pod Squad and jump into the conversations there. And please introduce yourself to Dr. Michaela. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I mean it. And we'll talk to you soon. This episode of The Chalene Show is sponsored by Dry Farm Wines. Purely organic, less than 1 gram of carbohydrate, less than 1 gram of sugar. Finally, a healthy alternative for those of you who enjoy a nice glass of imported wine. Super affordable. In fact, when you go to dryfarmwines.com/Chalene, you'll receive an additional bottle of wine for just 1 penny. And thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much for showing support to our sponsors. It's huge. Whether it's Dry Farm Wines or, you know, going into a Sleep Number store and saying, you know, we found out about Sleep Number from Chalene's podcast, like all of those things, it means a lot. It's how I'm able to keep the show free. A lot of people switch over to a Patreon, a paid episode version. And because we have great show sponsors and only sponsors of things that I actually love and use, and we share that with you and they share discounts with our audience, that's how we're able to produce this much content. And I'm so glad that you guys love it. Thank you so much for your support. I love you. Bye.